Time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. The third escapee from the White County Jail in Carmi has been taken into custody. 61-year-old Johnny E. Tipton of Compton, Kentucky, was found late Saturday evening hiding in a camper outside the small Hardin County village of Cave and Rock. Tipton was a federal inmate serving time for theft and possession of stolen property for stealing lottery tickets. That means all three escapees are now back in custody. First-degree murder suspect Zachary J. Shock of McLeansboro was found late Friday night walking down a country road in Gallatin County. He was armed with a loaded handgun, but was taken into custody without incident. The third escapee, Justin M. Bray of Grayville, was arrested less than a day after the June 16th jailbreak. He was hiding in an oil field tank near the White County village of Phillipstown. The inmates broke through a wall in the jail in the early morning hours of June 16th with a pipe. Their escape wasn't discovered for more than 2 hours. More news in a moment.
The Community Connection is now being heard on WFIW-FM 104.9. You can hear the Community Connection at 9 o'clock and after the 12:15 news here on WFIW-FM. If you're a community leader or you have a community event coming up that you'd like to talk about, give me a call, Tom Levine, at 842-2159, 842-2159, and we'll schedule a time to sit down and talk. The Community Connection on WFIW-AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, and now on WFIW-FM 104.9.
Does your staff work on their feet all day? Do their feet hurt all day? Do they have trouble getting to the shoe store to purchase their work shoes? Well, let us come to you. Hi, this is Tracy from Grundman Shoes, 906 North 7th Street, Vincennes, and we have gone mobile. We can now bring our quality, service, and selection to you. Call us today at 1-800-726-4770 for more details on us helping you have happier, healthier employees. Grundman, your footwear specialist since 1929.
In other news, a Hamilton County crash Friday morning resulted in a semi-driver being injured. 56-year-old Christopher L. Littlejohn of Belleville was traveling southbound on Illinois Route 242 in a white 2017 Freightliner truck, approximately a half mile north of Blairsville Road, when he began to leave the west edge of the roadway. Littlejohn attempted to return the vehicle to the roadway, but was unsuccessful. As he crossed the northbound lane of Route 242, he left the eastbound lane of the roadway and overturned. Once Littlejohn's vehicle left the roadway, it struck a steel utility pole. Littlejohn was transported from the crash scene by ambulance to an area hospital for treatment of injuries sustained in the crash. The truck, tractor truck, and semi were required to be towed from the crash scene. Littlejohn was cited for improper lane usage. A University of Illinois entomology expert urges the public to watch out for ticks this summer. Kim Howard reports.
Tick-borne illnesses are on the rise, so it's a good idea to take precautions when you're in the woods or a grassy area. U of I entomology professor Brian Allen says spraying your clothing with a repellent containing permethrin can help keep the bugs from hitching a ride. He recommends doing a tick check before entering your home and notes that they don't typically attach right away.
A tick can be on you potentially for several hours without having the opportunity to transmit an illness. And if you remove that tick before it becomes fully attached, you can, even if that tick is infected, you can prevent yourself from becoming exposed.
Allen says the best way to remove a tick that is latched on is to grasp it with tweezers close to your skin and slowly pull straight upwards. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
A great crowd of all ages attended the Fairfield Fireworks Show at Southwest Park on Friday night. The show lasted around 30-some minutes as crowds watched the fireworks over a cool night sky with temperatures in the low 60s. If you'd like to donate for next year's fireworks, Donations will be accepted at the collector's office at City Hall during regular business hours. Donations are tax deductible. Prior to the Fairfield fireworks, the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce held their 6th of July celebration in downtown Fairfield on the Courthouse Square. Several vendors served food, drinks, and items. Bouncy houses dotted the west side of the courthouse as many kids played on them. 104.9 WFIW broadcasted live from the event. Photos of the 6th of July celebration and video of the Fairfield fireworks can be found on the WFIW radio Facebook page. Registration for the coming school year for all students at the Jasper School District will be held on Tuesday, July 24th from noon until 6 p.m. at the school. Parents of kindergarten students who pre-registered in the spring also need to complete the registration process on the 24th. Children are eligible to attend school this year if they will be 5 years of age on or before September 1st, 2018. Parents must provide proof of residency with a current piece of mail or renter's receipt. Also required, a certified copy of their child's birth certificate, and immunization records. Fees for the school year will be $35 at the time of registration. The first day of school for students at Jasper will be August 17th, an early dismissal at 2 o'clock. Frontier Community College, FCC, is now offering 2 quilting classes in Fairfield for the fall semester. The 8-week classes will begin the week of August the 20th. The daytime class will be held on Wednesday afternoons from 1 until 3:40 at Bob Boyle's Hall. The class begins August 22nd and runs through October 10th. The evening class will meet on Monday evenings from 6:30 till 9:10 at Bob Boyle's Hall. The class begins August 20th and runs through October 8th. Both classes are 1 credit hour and are open for both beginning and advanced quilters. Gayla Templeman will be the instructor. Evening class will cost $52 due to the PM tuition reduction. That's for in-district students enrolled in 6 credit hours or less. Tuition is waived for senior citizens age 60 or older. They pay only the fees. That's $32. To register for a quilting class, you can call FCC at 842-3711. A busy day at the Wayne County Fair and Store. Baked goods entries start this morning and continue through 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The 4-H shows begin at 3. The rabbit and chicken weigh-in will be at 3 o'clock. The goat and sheep weigh-in set for 4. At 5, the swine check-in and weigh-in will occur. And at 7, the beef weigh-in will occur. Beginning at 5, you can help pack 1,500 pounds of food that will be distributed to local food pantries and food banks. At 6 o'clock, the rides will be open. They will be free with your registration. You'll get a free armband for your entire family when you register at the armband tent. And at 6:30, the Dixie Melody Boys will be performing at the grandstand. Former Fairfield native Josh Garner is a member of the Dixie Melody Boys. Johnny Diaz will perform starting at 8 o'clock. Johnny is the brother of Matt Diaz. He's currently a left fielder for the Atlanta Braves. We'll take a look at area deaths after this.
Fun for the entire family is just around the corner, July 6th through the 14th, at the Wayne County Fair in Fairfield, Illinois. You'll find Little Egypt amusement rides and games, along with all kinds of food on the Midway, plus grandstand venues like the Junior Western and 4-H Horse Show, the Lucas Oil Tractor Pool, Harness Racing, Drag Racing, the C-Bar Rodeo, the Redhead Express in concert, Motocross Racing, and a Demo Derby. You're sure to find something for every age. That's the 2018 New Wayne County Agricultural Fair, July 6th through the 14th. The place to be for family fun.
I'm Derek Dunn. Here's a look at your sports. Currently in Fairfield, it is 65 degrees. Our low this morning was 61. Take a look at Major League Baseball scores from last night. The St. Louis Cardinals, they beat the San Francisco Giants 3-2. Also, the Chicago Cubs topped the Cincinnati Reds in a close one, 8-7. Houston doubled up over the Chicago White Sox, 12-6. It was Atlanta beating Milwaukee, 5-1. Philadelphia edged Pittsburgh. And the battle for Pennsylvania, 3-2. It was New York Yankees over Toronto, 8-5. Oakland doubled up over Cleveland. 6-3. It was Detroit topping Texas 7-2. Colorado beat Seattle 5-1. It was Tampa Bay blanking the New York Mets 3-0. In the battle for Los Angeles, the Dodgers came out on top over the Angels 3-1. It was Boston blowing out Kansas City 15-4. Washington hammered Miami 18-4. Then Arizona blew out San Diego 20-5. Some NBA news for you. Devin Booker of the Phoenix Suns has signed a 5-year, $158 million max extension. 21-year-old Booker has rapidly developed into the Suns' cornerstone star. The franchise's hope it could lead him out of the lottery and back to the NBA playoffs. Booker averaged 25 points per game in his third NBA season. Sacramento Kings rookie Marvin Bagley III will miss time due to a tweak in his right hip flexor and groin area, according to the team. The number 2 overall pick out of Duke, Bagley experienced the tweak during Saturday's 71-61 loss to the Phoenix Suns in the Las Vegas Summer League. Now he will undergo an MRI on Monday. He will not play today against the LA Clippers and is considered doubtful for Tuesday's game against the Memphis Grizzlies. And former UCLA and Sacramento Kings basketball player Tyler Honeycutt has died following an exchange of gunfire with Los Angeles police Friday night. A family member on Saturday confirmed to reporters that Honeycutt had died. The LAPD says it responded Friday afternoon to a report of a man with a gun, and during the initial encounter, the suspect fired a shot out of a residence and officers returned fire. Crisis negotiators were called and a SWAT team found an unresponsive man who was pronounced dead by paramedics. The department, which did not identify the man, said he appeared to have died of a self-inflicted gunshot. No officers were injured in the altercation, according to LAPD. Several residents in the area have been evacuated as a precaution. I'm Derek Dunn. That was a look at your sports for this Sunday, July 8th, 2018. Obits is coming up.
Do you have a photo you cherish? Let Fairfield Printing and Graphics help share your favorite digital photos in a big, beautiful way by giving canvas prints as gifts to family and friends. At Fairfield Printing and Graphics, you can turn baby and family portrait, engagement and wedding photos, memorable vacation shots, and much more into stunning canvas pictures that anyone would be proud to display in their home or office. Go to Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive for whatever you need, or give them a call at 842-4048.
In local and area deaths, 96-year-old Wanda Fenton of Fairfield died at 12:30 a.m. on Friday at the Aperian Care in Fairfield. She had worked at Weaver Motors, the Wayne County Press, and in 1985 retired from the Fairfield Memorial Hospital, where she worked in the admitting office. She had also been an active member of the FMH Auxiliary Volunteers. She was a graduate of the Fairfield Community High School class of 1940 and had been a former director of the clothesline in Fairfield. Wanda was a member of the First Baptist Church in Fairfield. She was born May 27, 1922 in Fairfield to Frank and Ventura Clark and was married to Gilbert Gibb Fenton on August 30, 1951 in Newport, Arkansas. He preceded her in death in September 1964. Survivors include one daughter-in-law, Penny Fenton of Houston, Texas, and sister Jean Houston of Tucson, Arizona, several nieces and nephews besides her husband, Gibb. She was preceded in death by her parents and one son, Greg. Funeral services for Wanda Fenton will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, July 10th, at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial at Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. Memorials can be made to the First Baptist Church Building Fund and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. 92-year-old Maxine I. Rogers, a resident of Gainesville, Florida, and formerly of Dahlgren, passed away June 7th at the University of Florida Hospital in Gainesville. She was born in July 13th of 1925 in Pontiac, Michigan, to Clarence L. and Carmen Arft. A homemaker, she married William G. Rogers on October 20th, 1945, and he survives. Maxine is survived by her husband, William Rogers, two daughters, and one adopted daughter, Deanna L. McLean of Royal Oak, Michigan, Nancy Frank of Gainesville, Florida, and Vincenza Dunn of Port Huron, Michigan. 8 grandchildren and 17 great-grandchildren. She's preceded in death by her parents, one daughter, Sandra Mort, and three brothers. Funeral services will be held 11 a.m. Friday, July 13th at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren with the Reverend Brad Sloan officiating. Visitation will be Thursday, July 12th from 6 until 8 at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Maxine Rogers will be laid to rest in Dahlgren. 80-year-old Leroy M. Gammon of Fairfield died at 2:40 p.m. Tuesday at his home, born in August of 1937 in Wayne County to Johns and Naomi Gammon. He had worked in the oil fields as well as a logger and as a truck driver. Leroy Gammon survived by his wife of 53 years, Cheryl Gammon, son Dave Gammon of Wayne City, daughters Tanya Shelton of Fairfield and Rachel Downen of Keynes, sisters Imogene Galbraith and Elsie Ray, both of Sisney, Lena Shaw of Rock Falls, and Mary Shaw of Jonesboro, Arkansas, 10 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren. Leroy Gammon preceded in death by his parents, sons Rocky and Brian Gammon, and brothers Earl, Carl, Paul, and Junior Gammon. Leroy Gammon will be cremated, and a graveside memorial service will be held on Saturday, July 21st at 2 p.m. at Baltimore Cemetery, south of Wayne City. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. If you missed the obituaries, they're updated on our webpage, WFIWradio.com. They are updated throughout the day. That's the report. I'm Mike Dreith.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White counties. Our two convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmine and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including x-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
Treat your family to better meals. Make a shopping trip to Farmer's Packing east of Albion for a large selection of meats and cheeses. Butterfly pork chops are only $3.69 a pound. Rotisserie pork loins are just $4.99 a pound, or half a hog for $250. Try out some of their cinnamon rolls, pies, or fruit dumplings now available. Just a few of the great buys right now at Farmer's Packing east of Albion on Highway 15. Phone 445-3822.
And here is a look at the classic hits Fairfield area weather for today. Increasing clouds with a high of 87. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 71. Monday got a decent chance of showers and storms, about a 40% chance, mostly cloudy with a high of 88. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and storms, mostly sunny with a high of 91. Wednesday, sunny. And Thursday, both days, I should say, sunny skies with highs of 89. And then Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 92. Yesterday in Fairfield, we got up to 84 degrees as the high was a pleasant Saturday in Fairfield. The low for Saturday was 61. Now today, this morning on this Sunday, July 8th, our low was 61. And underneath, sunny skies with a few clouds out there, it is 65. For news that is online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com. It's updated daily and available 24/7. Also, give us a like on Facebook at WFIW Radio. I'm Derek Dunn. Here's the Beacon.